Well, let's go back in time now for a summer oldies edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Joining us now is Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning, my favorite childhood DJ. He is general manager at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois. Mike, great to have you back with us once again.
Hey, thanks for having me again. This is I love the opportunity. The neat thing is I hear from so many of your listeners across the country who used to live here at one time or another. And when I tell them we now have 22-story high-rises in the middle of campus, they're like, you're kidding
me. It's a different town these days in Champaign,
Urbana.
It is. Well, let's get to some of this music. Great songs from the past. This is 1964's Under the Boardwalk by The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love
under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Now, this song was chosen recently by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the 500 best songs of all time. Tell us more about it.
This is just another great little romance song. The Drifters did not want to record this particular song. In fact, Jerry Wexler, who was the head of Atlantic Records at the time, heard the composition, saw the, and he goes, you guys have got to record this. A group kind of drugged their feet on it. So they scheduled a recording date, and the lead singer of the Drifters, Rudy Lewis, the night before they were to record the song, died.
Hmm.
So they kept the recording session in place the next day, brought in Johnny Moore, who had been the lead vocalist for the Drifters earlier in their career, and recorded the song, and it is just, it is a terrific, just so simple recording.
And when I think of the Drifters, they've had a number of songs, including their famous version of White Christmas.
Excellent. Oh, great record. In fact, the Drifters, on the song There Goes My Baby in 1959, were the first group to use violins in a top 10 song.
Wow. Well, let's get to the next one that you brought us. This is Dancing in the Street. People know this one. It's by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. People may not be surprised to hear that Marvin Gaye was actually one of the writers of this song.
Yeah, one of the three writers of the song. The Funk Brothers are the studio group, and the Funk Brothers do an awesome job on every piece of music. The great thing about this song is it's been re-recorded. Van Halen's had a hit with it. David Bowie and Mick Jagger did a duet with
it.
The Grateful Dead started doing this in concert back in 1969. They would do a 15 to 20 minute version. This is one of those evergreen records that never sounds dated.
And author Mark Kurlansky has written an entire book about this song and how it became an anthem in the civil rights movement.
You know, and Martha Reeves was asked about that several times when she toured back in the 60s and 70s, especially in Europe. And she says, hey, it's just a party song.
Well, we cannot talk about songs of summer without this next one, which is Summertime Blues from 1958 by Eddie Cochran. Here it is.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Now, Mike, I am sure that you have never seen this movie, but the movie that I associate with this song is the movie Camp Nowhere, which came out when I was a kid. And we watched it over and over and over again. All these kids, they don't want to go to the camps that their parents have sent them to, so they take all the money they would have spent and get their own camp. But anyway, that's what I associate with this, but tell us about this song.
I'm just writing this down, Camp Nowhere.
Camp Nowhere.
I've never seen this movie.
It wasn't very highly acclaimed, so I wouldn't even bother, but it was fun to watch.
You know, what's interesting about this song, it's 1958, and up until this time, every summer song that had been recorded had had romance in it or how great summer was. This was the first rock and roll song that talked about the hardships of summer.
Meaning what?
That, you know, couldn't get a job, just, you know, things were tough. And where else but in this song is the word congressman in the lyrics of the song, and actually get some rhyming out of it.
Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Well, the next one that we've got here is from 1966, and it is a song that I guess you could associate with summer, although I always think of the Beach Boys as people where it's summer all the time where they are out in California. But here is Good Vibrations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Mike, how does this one stack up against the other Beach Boys songs? I mean, were they all sort of the same level of hit, or did this one stand out?
Oh, this is a masterpiece. This is, you know, you look up classic in the dictionary. This is a song you're going to see next to classic. This may be one of the best songs in the entire history of rock and roll.
Wow.
It's just every time you hear it, it just, you feel good. And you're right, it's not really a summer song, but it became a song that was associated with the summer of love. I think it means something different to everybody.
Well, and music theorists have said that it broke all the rules. What does that mean? Why is this song so different?
Well, I think what makes it really different is the amount of work, the 9 months that went into to putting this together, produced, obviously, and composed by Brian Wilson. Mike Love did the lyrics on this. But, you know, he was striving. Brian Wilson was striving for perfection here. And it's a perfect song.
Why do you think that these songs from the 60s last until today?
I think simply they're just simple songs that express the feeling of summer. I think everybody has for the most part, a very positive feel about summer. And summer is supposed to be a simple time. You know, it's supposed to be when you unplug from the rest of the world. And I just think simple, innocent songs have stood the test of time easily.
That's Mike Hale, a.k.a. Mike in the Morning at WHMS in Champaign, Illinois, where he is general manager. Mike, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you back in Champaign sometime.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.